Another weekend, another festival, and it's a big one. Riverfest Alora is back, and it's celebrating a major milestone. This year marks the 15th anniversary of the beloved Music and Arts Festival, which has become a summer staple in Alora. Spencer Schuin, creative director of Riverfest, reflects on how far the event has come.
We're so excited. It's a big feat for festivals to last 15 years. So yeah, we're really happy to be here, and we love the community of Center Wellington and Alora. Can't thank everyone enough for the support over the years.
Over the years, Riverfest has grown in both size and reputation, drawing major acts and musical lovers from across the province. But Schuin says there's still something unique about the Riverfest experience that keeps people coming back.
I think what sets it apart from some other festivals and events similar sizes is just the community that we're in and the amount of care and attention to detail that goes into it. You know, we have over 600 volunteers, and you'll see when you come to the festival, it's just, they all really care about what they're doing and they care about the event itself. And it comes across.
This year's lineup features major headliners like Fitz and the Tantrums, City in Color, and Silver Sun Pickups. But Schuin emphasizes that the heart of the festival lies in its dedication to showcasing local and emerging talent as well.
It's important for us to support the local music community because that's kind of why the festival exists in a lot of ways too. It's like, we're here to like bring these like world-class artists to the festival. We want to support and help foster the new music community and the musicians that are here in Alora and in Center Wellington, Fergus, Bellwood. So we always have a lot of spaces on the festival for local artists because we want to be able to showcase them to the people that are coming to see all the other bands as well.
With 45 bands performing over the weekend, there's truly something for everyone, from indie rock and folk to electronic and beyond. Now, as with any popular event in a small town, parking can be a challenge. The downtown core of Alora has limited space, and thousands of attendees are expected, but Schuin says organizers have worked hard this year to make getting to the festival as smooth as possible.
I recommend biking. We have a bike lock up now, which is a great way to get to the festival. And then also the shuttles. We have shuttles that run to Guelph, Kitchener, St. Jacobs. They pick up at the Courtyard Marriott in St. Jacobs, the Bookshelf downtown Guelph, Fergus at the Breadalbane and the Sportsplex, Alora Gorge Campground, and the racetrack.
Riverfest Alora runs all weekend, rain or shine. If you're planning to go, you can find full lineup details, transportation info, and tickets online at the riverfestalora.com website. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.